Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Van Halen bringing us back. Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and glad you're here. We got Ross Kamborowski here too. Ross Kamborowski, is here. Ross is the founder and CEO of CrowdSpring. He's a former trial lawyer, now recovering. He's taken the 12-step program. He's good, I think. And he's decided to come over from the dark side into the sunlight and help us out with our small businesses. And we're glad he's doing that. Ross, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks so much. Happy to be here with your listeners.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So one of the topics that I have talked about continually for 21-plus years on the show is branding and marketing. Those two, they're kind of one topic, but two different disciplines. And those things, even though I continue to talk about them, they take on different ways of executing them, the ways of thinking about them. We've come into more into the digital age. Customers have changed. You know, customers are now more empowered in the age of the customer, and so branding and marketing are still powerful. They're still critical, essential, imperative, but we have to think about them differently, don't we?
We do, and in fact, not only are they powerful, branding is even more powerful than it ever was, in part because there's so much more competition. And so businesses that, it doesn't matter what size you are, it doesn't matter if you're a local hairstylist, a retail shop, or a huge conglomerate that works around the world, your brand is really the difference between you standing out and succeeding and getting lost in a sea of messages. We get thousands of messages every day. If you think about when you get up and you start looking at brand names and then you hear commercials, you see advertising, there's so much noise. And so business has to stand out to succeed.
Right. Well, whenever the way I like to explain the difference between branding and marketing, the reason I think branding is – there's not a quandary for me which comes first, the chicken or the egg. The branding comes first because – Because if I run an ad and I get you to look at my meatloaf on the menu today, then you say, okay, yeah, they're selling meatloaf today. But if I've done a good job of branding, you about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, you say, I'm hungry, and the first thing you think about is, wow, I'd like to have some of that meatloaf, some of Jim and Ross's meatloaf. And that's branding. Nobody sent you an ad. You got hungry, and the first thing you thought about was our meatloaf. That's branding. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, people remember those things. And let's just be clear, because a brand – so people commonly will use the word brand to talk about logos. They say the one thing missing for me is a great logo. And it's partially true. A logo is part of a brand identity, but a brand – is not just a logo. So a designer doesn't create a brand for your company. A brand is the sum total of the experiences your customers and your customer prospects have with your company.
Right.
So it communicates what your company does, how it does it. And that's why when you later on are getting hungry, you think of that meatloaf and you remember that brand, that company that had either advertised it or you saw it earlier. And so branding is the process used to develop these kinds of assets. But when you talk about a brand and you talk about a brand identity, so it's everything visual, your logo, your name, your marketing materials, your social media presence, your website, all of those things help a company create loyalty, create an impression so that people remember you.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things I encourage people to do is don't use the word brand. Whenever you're thinking about what Ross is talking about, always use the word branding, because if you say branding, then you're gonna never forget that the key to your branding, your brand strategy, is that ding, right? That's the ding. That's what we were talking about. When you get hungry, the ding that comes up. First ding is I'm hungry. The second ding is meatloaf, Jim and Ross's meatloaf, And so it's the ding and branding that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, and your brand, your brand identity, isn't what you say it is. And that's one of the most important things for business owners to know, and the thing that they're most confused about. A lot of people feel like, if I can tell everybody what my business is about and they'll understand it, they'll buy more of my products and services. Your brand isn't what you say. Your brand is what people think you are. It's what people think you do. And that's one of the most important things. So a lot of business owners leave their brand identity to chance. They think that if they have a great product, people will just figure it out. And unfortunately, today, that doesn't happen. People don't just figure it out. Great products fail every single day.
That's right.
Big, successful companies like Apple and Microsoft fail with great products. And so small businesses, retail businesses need to do much more than just create a great product or service. And that's
what brand
comes in.
Well, you and I both know that most small businesses have something that they're so darn good at that if they would lead with that, if they would focus on that, if they would promote that, if they would make sure that they never do anything less than excellent on that, that's what people will remember. I was just, as you were talking a few minutes ago, Ross, I was thinking about a long, long time ago when the burger war started happening, McDonald's and Hardee's and Burger King and all that kind of stuff was, you know, way back in the day. In the beginning, people didn't say how wonderful McDonald's burgers were. All they talked about was how great the fries were. They had the best fries in the world. So you would go for the fries and pick up a burger while you were there. And that wasn't at all what McDonald's wanted to be known for necessarily. You know what I mean? They had a hamburger on their sign, for gosh sake, not fries, but yet they were known for their fries. Those are the kinds of things that every small business owner, they can have their own fries, can't they?
They can. And fundamentally, what's true for most small businesses, particularly retail small businesses, is they could truly differentiate in personal service and customer service. This is the one thing that bigger companies just can't do that well. So Amazon is dominant, a big gorilla in the online e-commerce space. And so small businesses are having a tough time competing, but Amazon's customer service is terrible. Yep. You can't reach somebody by phone. There are always issues trying to get it done by email. And so if you have a business selling goods, one of the things you can do is just outdo them. You can do much better. You can offer people the chance to come in and talk to you.
Ross,
you can be more knowledgeable about
these products. I've got to take a quick break, but
and
what I say is,
your French fries.
What I say is Amazon can sell you 143 different back scratchers, but they can't scratch one back. And that's where small business branding comes in. Ross Kimborowski, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Kim Barovsky is how you spell his name. I sounded it out for you there. 20 after the hour. He and I will be right back. Stay with us. His company, by the way, is CrowdScreen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.